You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here comes a 1-2 from Duvall. Finds one in the right center field for a base hit. Turner will score. Lux is on his way to third. Bellinger, with the biggest hit of his career, has just given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
It is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth on a Friday morning. We'll continue rolling through the NFL. Later on this segment, we do have to get Jay Kassan's take on Mike Schilt being fired. He said yesterday he had no take. Joe, you said he had about 24 hours, so we'll give him about 10 more minutes, and then he's got to give us a take on what the heck the Cardinals are doing with their manager. That came out of nowhere yesterday.
That did take you back, right? I remember thinking midway through the season, he's going to get fired at the end of the year, and you have that long winning streak, and you just assume nothing's going to happen. Then that comes down the day of Game 5 NLDS, one of the biggest games of the year until that point. I was like, whoa, and Twitter blew up for like an hour.
Crazy. And baseball hates when teams do these things on the day of playoff games. They want on off days, so they didn't like that. So we'll get to that. We'll get Jake's thoughts on that. But let's get to the series here. ALCS starts tonight, the Red Sox and the Astros. NLCS tomorrow night, the Dodgers and the Braves. Quickly, before we dive in each side, here are the series prices. Right now, it's Red Sox plus 124, Astros minus 146 on FanDuel. The Dodgers are minus 220 to win the series. Minus 220 to win the series. You get Braves at plus 182. Even if you went series spread and you moved it down to Dodgers minus 1.5, like, all right, I'm not going to – I'll do that. It's still minus 134 to win it by, by the two games there. It's a lot. Joe, we can start in the AL. Now, something happened yesterday. I don't know if John Heyman has info before anybody else. I was expecting every other baseball, insider to jump on it. Lance McCullers is hurt. MRI after the series against the White Sox. So there was like two parts to Heyman's report. The first was no long-term concern. So there's obviously no structural damage. But basically said he's not going to pitch in the ALCS. No one else has confirmed that. It hasn't been out there like he's out for the series. But something's going on. So when I saw that, I jumped on the Red Sox. It was plus 132. Now it's down to plus 124. If McCullers doesn't pitch, I think it's a significant deal. I mean, he was going to pitch two games in this series. And now he might not pitch any. Astros, Red Sox, what's your big picture thought?
Why hasn't it moved more? That's my question.
Know. Yeah.
He was as impactful as any player in the ALDS. And why couldn't this happen a week ago if it was going to happen? My God. I'm like, of course. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Right after the series, that happens? That's huge. How is this moved only a few cents? Is it because nobody else has followed it up to confirm this? There's been no announcement. I'm not quite sure. Maybe they're just going to try and wait it out a little bit. Today is interesting because we've got lefty versus lefty. So which Chris Sale are we going to get? That's if you get the right Chris Sale, I love your Boston play. I love it. But I actually lean to the Boston side at the number that you got just based on this McCullers news, because – the expectation is he's not going to go, right? Is that how Heyman put it?
That's the way Heyman put it. I'll find the exact wording of his tweet, but basically said he's out for the ALCS, not likely to pitch the ALCS. Aaron, what's your thought? Red Sox, Astros, you have a feeling on this series?
I mean, I really don't. I'm just researching it and diving into it. If anything, I would lean Red Sox because they are the underdogs here, and I used to live in Boston, so I wouldn't mind seeing them advance to the World Series, but I don't really have a strong feel on it.
So here's the way Heyman put it yesterday. There is great concern for McCullers in the short term, and he is most likely out for the ALCS. So, and again, we have seven games here, right? So if he, even if he's, yeah. he needs 3 or 4 days to get, let his forearm calm down, they look at it again. This is changing things. He's not going to pitch early in the series. He's obviously got something going on. So the Red Sox coming tonight, game one in Houston. I want to throw something to you guys because I mentioned this yesterday, and I got to say, I saw these numbers this morning, and it's even more drastic than I thought. So I think that Alex Cora is a pretty big difference maker in all this. But manager, he's an even, yeah, among the managers, he's an even bigger difference maker than I thought he was. I'm trying to find the exact number, but I think his teams are 10-3 in the playoffs when he's an underdog as a manager. That jumped out at me. Like, that shouldn't happen. That shouldn't happen. I just think it's a big deal, him versus Dusty Baker. I like the Red Sox in the series. You could also, if you want to jump in, look at FanDuel, you could bet on the ALCS, NLCS MVPs. That market wasn't up, I don't think, until today.
Oh, that's true. I was thinking about this with Altuve. Got a great series in the ALDS. And guess what? If there's someone that really stands out that has positive history in that Astros lineup against Valdez today, it's Altuve. He's hitting .333 against him and .860 OPS. Do you think there's any way the voters would make him a CS or World Series MVP?
It's going to take a lot. He's going to have to be the by he far the best player.
He would have to be a cut above, like maybe three tiers better than anybody else, right?
I'm Xander Bogart 17-1. I mean, you get good value. I mean, Altuve's the favorite, 12-1, to be the LCS MVP.
That's outrageous. You got to handicap the voters. There's no way they're voting him.
I agree. I mean, as much as Kike Hernandez has been amazing, I don't think that continues. He's 27-1. You can fight Correa 12-1, Tucker 12-1. This probably gives you a glimpse in the series. You know the top five in the odds right now on FanDuel for the ALCS MVP are all Astros? It's Altuve, Correa, Tucker, Brantley, Alvarez. They're all Astros. And
is
Bregman,
because
six.
They're more name brand, or what is that? They are the favorite.
Right.
Yeah, so look, we like the Red Sox. Let's talk about some Red Sox. If we like them to win the series.
Bogart 17-1. That's an interesting one. I mean, JD Martinez, but he's banged up. I mean, then you go beyond that, and you're getting to Kike Hernandez. You're getting to Schwarber. I mean, Schwarber's not a crazy play at 19-1.
No, he's not.
Then you're getting to pitchers.
I don't think any of these pitchers could win it.
No, I like, if I'm going to pick one, I'd go Bogart 17-1. So Red Sox tonight, we'll make our picks and lightning bets later on for the series. But it is Astros minus 138 today with Valdez against Chris Sale plus 118. All right, how about the NL? Is there anything in the NL?
Do you have anything on tonight's game, though?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
As long as we're on that.
Yeah, I like the over. 8.5's the number. I think runs are scored.
I just saw something that's interesting. If you look at defense, the Astros put the ball in play more than any other offense. Red Sox rank 30, and Astros rank third in defense efficiency. Yeah.
Well, as far as tonight, it's intriguing because you have a pair of lefties out there, and Houston is that team that's bet on with lefties, right?
Right.
So they may. If we think Houston's going to win tonight, just hold off on your Boston play.
Sure.
Because that's
but the Red Sox. The Red Sox offense is built to hit lefties, right? Martinez, Bogarts, Kike Hernandez.
They're 10th yeah. this year in weighted runs created plus, so they're not bad at all.
Yes. I like the over tonight in the game, over 8.5. All right, the other series, of course, is the Dodgers now, after what they did last night, got through, beat the Giants against the Braves. It's gigantic. I mean, could you really take that? I mean, -220, they're going to win the series, but that's a lot to lay in a playoff series.
Are they going to win in 4, 5, or 6? Because you hit it at the start, and I agree with you. That's the first thing that I looked at. If I'm betting this series, I would look to lay a game and a half. Can they win in 4, 5, or 6 at -134? The favorite for games played is 6 games at +210.
So my first thought when I turned the TV off last night was Dodgers in 5.
Yeah.
Against the Braves, but there's no Scherzer probably until game 3 again. I don't know what he's going to physically be able to do. He just pitched last night an inning. He started game 3. Do we think he pitches this weekend? I would guess he doesn't. So I don't know where the Dodgers pitching is right now the first couple games. The Braves could steal one of these first two just based on the Dodgers being tired here.
Game 1, -132 Dodgers without knowing the pitchers. And the total is set at 8. That's interesting that they were willing to already set that for the Saturday night game without knowing the pitching matchup. But they have an idea. It's probably a few different scenarios.
It's the same thing, by the way, with the MVP, the LCS MVP. Same thing. The top 5 or 6 are all Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Yeah.
I would feel better about – how about World Series MVP? If we're so dead set on the Dodgers making it, is there any value with any of them, any Dodgers?
Well, I mean, if Mookie Betts is going to play. Mookie Betts was
Scherzer's the favorite.
I know. We don't even know when he's going to pitch.
Wow.
Mookie Betts last night had 4 hits and a stolen base. That was like the least talked about part of that game. Was Mookie Betts was the best player in the field by just a mile last night. If Betts is healthy, he could be the MVP of the World Series.
How many home runs did Chris Taylor lose in the elements of the series?
Last night, there were like 2 or 3. Darren Ruff was like camped at the wall, and he just was sitting there catching it. Yeah, the elements will probably go away now. I'd expect more offense out of the Dodgers. Power comes back.
Taylor's 80.
80-1? On World Series MVP?
Yes.
That's a good one.
I think?
Yeah. They'll go against left-handed pitching as well. All right, we'll give some lightning bets on tonight, later on the show. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, it's BetQL Daily, as always, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. NFL on the other side.
The NFL Week 6 is here, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with 3 legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. $8. I love so many games this week, especially Arizona traveling to Cleveland. I like the home team to win this game, and I think the quarterback for the home team is going to have a big game. I will go over his touchdown total, and I think it could be an over in the total for the game. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. New to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code BETQL to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code BETQL so they know I sent you.
21 and over, present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25. Max bonus $35. Visit online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Tennessee red line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.